Teach us, Lord, to be masters of ourselves, that we might be the servants of others. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hands and work through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire. For Christ's sake. Amen. If I may just remind you of one verse of that letter to the church in Rome that Jim read for us. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. We need some good news. And by God's grace, we have good news today. Holger is going to be baptized, unless he changes his mind because of what he's about to hear. And we will have another fellow Christian to be our companion in the work of bringing God's kingdom into God's world. Even better, this time, we don't have to wait until he grows up to see how he turns out. He's ready. He looks like he knows what he's doing, and God knows we have work to do. So we have been given some of the good news that we need, and he is sitting right there wondering what happens next. And that is the bad news. Because after all this is over, after all of us, along with Holger, restate our baptismal vows, after we receive him by water and the Spirit into the body of Christ, the church, then, well, he has to love his neighbors as he does himself. And what is harder, he has to love you. All of you. And my brothers and sisters, now let me ask you, do you think you're that lovable? I'm quickly running out of days on the calendar that I get to still say I am the new bishop. I've been at this long enough now that when I come to Wiesbaden, I recognize more than a few people. I'm getting to know you, and beloved friends, I need to tell you, you may not be as lovable as you think you are. Holger is now taking a vow to love you even when you are a little bit cranky about having to wear a mask. To love you even when he overhears you say something not very charitable about somebody else. To love you even when you may think you don't need forgiveness. He also has to love me, too. And as the rector will tell you, that is not easy. The Jesuits who taught my scripture courses describe St. Paul's letter to the Romans as 16 chapters in search of free room and board. We think that all the other churches Paul wrote to, the churches in Corinth or Thessaloniki or Ephesus or Galatia or Colossae, all of them, he had a hand in planting somehow. But the church in Rome was different. They had come into being without him, and they owed him nothing. Yes, of course, they'd heard of him. He had something of a reputation. And yes, they knew something of the other churches that he had started to the east of them. Communication worked pretty well in the empire, especially when it concerned underground communities. But Paul had to prove himself to them. And in particular, he had to show that he had thought through some of the most difficult questions the earliest Christian communities had to wrestle with. How do we take all these things Jesus said, all of these parables and teachings and images of the kingdom of God, and make a community out of them? How do we translate all of this beautiful teaching into the hard work of being a community of disciples? What does it mean for us to be a community made up of different people? Some of us who still think of ourselves as Jewish, and some of us who never have and never will. How do we respond to a culture that demands we bow down to another God, one that we know is a lie? We have in this letter the only instance we know of St. Paul writing to a community he has never visited, made up of people he does not know, to address the hardest questions at the heart of the early church. And here is the frightening thing for them and for us 100 generations later. Ready? Here it is. It all comes down to love. Love. Not what you believe. Not what you know. Not what you feel. Not the rules you had been taught. Just this. God acted for us out of unconditional love. And we are called, in turn, to show that love to each other. It is the answer to the question, what about the covenant I had been taught? What about all the ways I'd been taught to show I was being faithful to God? The answer is, there is a spirit behind the letter of all of that. A purpose behind the text. God gave us the old covenant to teach us how to love. All of that remains true. What has changed is that God has come to live among us to show us, rather than tell us, how to love. What a life lived that way looks like. What Jesus taught was not all that remarkable in its own moment. There were lots of prophets and teachers wandering around the countryside, coming to your village and giving you a vision of the kingdom of God. And it was hardly new. There were prophets in the history of the chosen people going all the way back to Abraham, who's marked as the first prophet in the tradition. What was radically different about Jesus, history-changing different, was not so much what he taught, but how what he taught was exemplified and amplified by what he did, by how he treated people, by how he behaved, by how he behaved toward those in power and those without power, by what he honored in human beings, and by what he was clearly not impressed by how he didn't just talk about love, but he showed it, often in costly ways, costly in terms of reputation. Holger, what you are signing up for today is not a list of things to believe. What you are signing up for, what all of us have signed up for, is a list of behaviors that we have decided to commit ourselves to. A list of commitments we make to guide our actions that we are willing not just to do, but to be known by. I mean, we all believe that going to the gym is good for us, right? But believing in the gym doesn't make you healthy. You have to go and do the exercise. It's the same with love. Preaching it doesn't really change things. Doing it changes everything. Now, it is not all bad, because, Holger, I hope you will notice that with all of these words of mine, I have managed to remind all of these people in your new community that they have signed up for the same list of behaviors as well. They may not like you, but they have to love you. They have to encourage you. They have to support you. They have to welcome you, teach you, share their stories with you. And you have to do the same with them. It won't be easy. But this is where grace comes in. Because grace is the gift you're about to receive when you're baptized. Grace is like the oil in a rusty machine. It flows through us and into the hardened joints of our communities. And it makes all things new. In fact, here's the best news, the most amazing news of all. If we take hold of the grace God gives us in baptism, that God offers us to live together as the church, if we just give our best selves to each other and keep those commitments we have made to treat each other in love, if we just do that, then the world around us starts to change. It starts to change because of us. This is a hard time for all of us to know how to be neighbors. We've all become strangers to each other. We have to live behind these wretched masks. Have you noticed that you're recognizing people these days not by how they look, but how they walk? And we're all a little afraid of each other, huh? I mean, yeah, we miss seeing each other, but please don't stand so close to me. Yes, we long to be with our classmates and our colleagues again, but frankly, I'm a little nervous when they're not standing on their circle. Forgiveness, forbearance, compassion, grace. These are the things our whole society needs right now to find its way through these days of disease and distance and distress. But brothers and sisters, those are the things God has been equipping us with since Easter morning. Those are the things Christians are especially called not just to talk about, but to live out, especially when the people right in front of us aren't at that moment all that lovable. There is a lot that is not lovable right now. So it's up to us. It's up to us to be God's agent in showing the way of love ahead of us, among us, and out there. We need you, Holger. We have work to do. So, on your feet. The candidate for baptism will now be presented.